You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand Professional Firefighters Union members are taking industrial action in response to unsuccessful long-term negotiation with Fire and Emergency New Zealand. The union is concerned about ongoing staff shortages, low pay, and a lack of early identification of those who experience trauma on the job, and staged a strike on Friday with more planned for this week. To get a better sense of what's driving these concerns and how they might be addressed, I spoke to the president of the Auckland branch of the Professional Firefighters Union, Terry Bird. I began by asking why New Zealand's professional firefighters are striking.
So the reason that we're taking industrial action is that we have been, the reason that we're taking industrial action is that we've been bargaining for 14 months. As an organisation, we went to Fire and Emergency with a list of bargaining issues. We have researched and provided evidence as to why these are things that they should be providing for us. And for all of the 14 months, it appears that they have delayed, not taken any of our issues seriously, and to the point where we have done everything we reasonably can, and it's reached the point that we need to withdraw our labour to bring this to a head so that the public and the communities know about our issues and the state of Fire and Emergency at this time.
Is it likely that the strikes will increase time to respond to emergencies, or do you not believe it will be a substantial issue?
So when career firefighters walk off their fire stations, there will absolutely be a delay in responses because the fire engines that will be responding are coming from volunteer stations some distance away from the built-up areas where career firefighters would be based. So yes, there is going to be a delay.
Do you believe that this is a necessary trade-off to make?
I feel that we have done everything reasonable that we can. Every time they delay, we patiently respond. We patiently do everything that we can to get them around the table. And it hasn't worked, and I feel that we don't have any tools left. They have all the power. They have the money. They are in a much better position to negotiate than we are. It's like they have their blinkers on and are not acknowledging that there are some serious issues with staffing, with responses in Fire and Emergency. I know that staffing, we are doing massive hours at the moment. Some people are working too much. I myself have to decline to do additional hours some of the time because I just wear myself out. And we are really struggling to recruit people because this is a skilled workforce. You start off, you are taught lots of skills and knowledge, and you become a skilled worker. And yet the starting pay doesn't reflect what other skilled workers are able to get. So we're really struggling to recruit. And because we're struggling to recruit, we are really struggling to ensure that there are staff on fire appliances when there should be.
Do you see a constructive path forward in negotiations on the basis of this industrial action? What sorts of responses do you believe you are likely to see now from Fire and Emergency, and what do you think they need to respond with?
Yeah, we need to, they have come to us now with a different strategy in our bargaining, and I think that any strategy will work if the parties are genuine, and I have every reason to believe that the people representing me are genuine. I'm not convinced that Fire and Emergency have engaged in a genuine way, and if they did that, dialogue will get us a long way, and at the moment our dialogue is not good.
Do you believe that this sort of lack of response from fire and emergency and a lack of attention to the current issues is symptomatic of a larger systemic issue in how New Zealand is treating its emergency workers?
I don't think I can comment on other emergency workers, and certainly there is a perception there. I do know that in fire and emergency, they certainly are not looking after us conditions and remuneration-wise. I think, you know, one of the issues that we're asking them to do is acknowledge workplace cancer. And there is international evidence that says that I'm at a higher risk, 9% of diagnosis of cancer, and a 14% higher risk of dying from a cancer-related illness because I'm a firefighter. And the longer I've been a firefighter and the older I get, those odds get worse for me. And at the moment, I have to battle for it to be considered a workplace illness. And I think that internationally there are brigades. This is automatic. Why are we denying it? I think that we are exposed to all sorts of trauma, and to their credit, fire and emergency have done some stuff to improve how we manage this, but it relies on people coming forward and asking for help, and many of the people who need help don't want to come forward. And if we had screening in place, it would identify those people who need help before it gets too bad for them, at a time that, you know, they can resolve their well-being issues.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.